although it's only mentioned in Matthew's Gospel, the story of the visit of the Magi, or the wise men, to visit the baby Jesus is one of the most evocative stories in the whole of the New Testament, and indeed of the biblical narrative itself. Why is that? Well, we see in this story elements of mystery. Who were they? How many were there? We always think of three, but we hear John was preaching about possibly as many as 12 this morning. We don't know their names. And we don't know where they came from. There's intrigue in the story because we hear of how fearful Herod's reaction to the news that they had come to visit the one born to be king of the Jews, and of how they were warned in a dream to not return to Herod, but to go back to their own land by another route. And of course, there's majesty and there's richness in the story, in the homage that these wise men paid to the baby Jesus, bringing him the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And we've just seen an enactment of that as we heard the Bible story read, and we said words of acclamation as to what these gifts represent. And now, as we are here at the start of a new year, it is worth asking ourselves something more about what do these gifts mean and how might they be relevant for us at the start of this new year as we think about bringing to the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings our own gifts. The first gift that is mentioned is gold. I think all of us would recognize gold as a particularly precious metal, something that is of great value and something that is given to kings. It represents Jesus' kingship in the way that he was presented with gold. I've got some gold items that are very special to me. They are two sets of cufflinks that I was given, this set, over 40 years ago by my father. He had been actually in the Middle East and he came back from a trip. And when I was just a teenager, he gave me these cufflinks that I have subsequently worn on many occasions through the years. And this set are over 30 years old. Margaret gave them to me when we were engaged or married. Can't remember which now, engaged. I was all eyes for Margaret, couldn't remember them. Anyway, so these cufflinks are also very special to me. 70 years between them, golden cufflinks that are in themselves valuable, but more precious to me for what they represent and for the people that gave them to me. What is it that is really precious for you? What is it that we are willing to bring to Jesus as a sign of our homage and our worship to him? What is of value that you will offer up to him in this year 2018? We often think of things that are really valuable to us as being our time. Life is so full and busy that to give a commitment of time to the church in acts of service is a particularly sacrificial thing. Is God asking something from you this year by way of a precious gift to him? Frankincense is the second gift, and it's a perfume that would be burnt by the priests in the temple as part of the rituals of the temple service. Frankincense comes from the resin in certain trees. You would cut the bark and the resin would come out and you would allow that to dry and harden and then it would be burnt, giving off a particular aroma. Some churches, of course, use incense now and it'll waft across the church and it will represent, as it were, the prayers being lifted up to heaven. And of course, many of us will use candles or incense in our own homes. I brought with me one that we were given this Christmas, and I'm going to light it, and we will see if we can get a sense of the aroma across this service from this candle. Anybody can come and tell me afterwards what the aroma is of. I'll be very impressed. I'm not sure it's frankincense, but we'll put it there. So the frankincense represents the priestly role that Jesus came to fulfill. And it represents in part that sense of the sacrifices that are given in the temple. Jesus, of course, himself was the ultimate sacrifice. His death on the cross represented that complete sacrifice, so that we don't now need to give sacrifices in the way that they used to in Old Testament times. But we do think about sacrificial service. We think about the giving of ourselves in acts of service to other people. We'll see something of that tomorrow night at the Winter Night Shelter, and at the many other events, if you look in our news sheet, that is taking place this week. There's acts of service with young people. There are acts of service with our Thursday lunchtime with the older members of our congregation, the Legal Advice Centre, all acts of service that, as it were, represent something of our priestly role today. Is God calling you to a new ministry this year? A symbolic act of service and offering up to him? Will it be giving off an aroma that is pleasing to God? The Archbishop of Canterbury spoke recently about every interaction that a Christian has with another person as being something in which the aroma of Christ or the image of Christ is left with that other person. That's quite a heady thought to have as we think about the interactions that we have with other people and with one another. The final gift that the wise men brought was myrrh. And like frankincense, this again is a resin that comes from certain trees. It would be an oil that comes out of the bark and would be collected. And it was used particularly for embalming at the time of someone's death, or it might be burned in homage to the dead person. In Luke's gospel, we are told how the women who witnessed the death and crucifixion of Jesus returned to the tomb. They prepared spices and ointments and took them to the tomb on that Easter Sunday, expecting to anoint Jesus. It may well have been, it's likely that they would have had some myrrh with them on that occasion. In the church now, priests will have this oil for the sick, which is used both to anoint people in times of sickness, but can also be used as part of the anointing, as part of the last rites at the time of someone's death. And this, in a way, represents now that myrrh of healing and that embalming of death that was represented by the myrrh in the time of Jesus. And so this third gift points to Jesus' death, to the suffering that was part of his life, the central focus of his ministry. He came that we might have new life through his death and through his resurrection. So how might we think about myrrh in 2018? Maybe we can think about it in terms of something that we need to die to, some attitude or some habit that we need to let go of, something that needs to be purified or healed within us. Or perhaps we can see the myrrh as symbolizing an act of healing, some situation or relationship where we know there needs to be some healing this year. Well, let us pray that we might be open to those situations where we can bring that myrrh of embalming healing wherever it is needed. 2,000 years ago then, the wise men came, traveled many miles to bring precious gifts to the one who was to save all the nations. And may we bring our own precious gifts of gold. May we offer up a fragrance of incense in our own acts of service this year. And may we bring the myrrh of healing and reconciliation and wholeness to all those we meet. Amen.